5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady-o.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump's in London, met by the U.S. Ambassador to Britain, Woody Johnson, and the British Foreign Secretary, Jeremy Hunt.
The president began his first state visit to the United Kingdom by firing off tweets critical of the London mayor, Sadiq Khan, saying, he is a stone-cold loser who should focus on crime in London, not me. Now, this comes after the London mayor wrote an op-ed in The Guardian saying they should not roll out the red carpet for the president and called him a growing global threat.
Fox's Lauren Blanchard, the president and first lady, will be having lunch with Queen Elizabeth today. New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, one of the Democrats running for president, says again at a Fox News town hall in Iowa, she would only appoint Supreme Court justices who support abortion rights.
Why should male legislatures across this country decide when you're having children, how many your children are having, and under what circumstances?
This is Fox News.
Enjoy Aladdin, Toy Story 4, a new Men in Black, a new Godzilla, a new Rambo, a new Terminator, and a new Spider-Man. It's the summer of sequels.
Summer of sequels.
And if you have any original idea for a new movie, please send your ideas to Movie Studios, Hollywood, California. Thank you.
Beginning of another radio broadcast with just enough time for a few moments of chit-chat. Here's Greg Budell doing his morning warm-up exercises.
Mr. Gub, 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 Gub.
And Jay Scott is raring to go.
News Talk, who's this?
Emily Hayes, how was your weekend? She must have caught that Batman marathon over on MeTV. Here's Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas, next time you go away, we want to help with the weather. Maybe you can train us.
You said Uranus.
No, I did not. Well, it looks like everyone's ready. Emily, you get the last word. And she did that without really using any words. Stand by for three men.
Yeah.
And a lady.
Happy Tecumseh's birthday, everybody. Another state holiday today. But we're here on a Monday morning. Here's Truman, Greg Goodell, Jay Scott.
Hey, Scott.
Emily Hayes is somewhere.
Yay, fun.
And of course, we start with the Rich Rich Thomas, 611.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
We've had a string of very quiet days, which has ended the month of May and now brought us into the month of June. And today is going to be another quiet day, and so will be tomorrow. However, big weather changes are on the horizon. For today, abundant sunshine, warm and dry again, mid-90s. We had 95 yesterday. Tonight's low 68. Tomorrow's high, mid-90s. Quiet again, lots of sun. Then some widely scattered storms start to pop up on Wednesday. Showers and thunderstorms become more likely on Thursday with a 50-50 chance. And then showers and thunderstorms become likely Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and beyond as some tropical moisture comes into our area. Some of this has to do with that disturbance way down in the southwestern Gulf. So some nice downpours. My lawn will love it. Highs will fall back to the 80s. Right now, this morning, mostly clear skies, 94% humidity, temperature is 67, the time 6:12.
Now at Nukes, the express market with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab-and-go proteins and house-made sauces. Pick up anytime or place order on the Nukes app for curbside delivery. You'll be the hero at your next dinner. Nukes, 7880 Vaughn Road.
I checked the tomato plants last night.
Yes.
I've been watering them.
Yes.
Probably get a $500 water bill next month. I only had one dud out of 24. Just never went anywhere. The others are starting to get tomatoes.
Good.
They're small,
good.
They're green, but they're making progress.
Well, the rain on the way is going to be good for the lawn. It's going to be good for the gardens. It's very much needed.
Yeah, it's I spent some time in the sun this weekend. And it wasn't too bad because it was so dry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the thing. It was hot, but it was dry. Not too bad.
Not ridiculous humidity.
I mentioned this. I put a poster up for the movie on Facebook this morning. We went to see Godzilla. And I'm hunting all over the place. Did I give you the projections for the box office that we
had? Yeah, I held on to them, yeah.
I've been rummaging. I don't remember. See,
not the projections, just the ones that we predicted.
Yeah.
The predictions, yeah.
Yeah, okay. See? That's what I've been foraging for over here
for
the last...
You gave it to me to hang on to, so...
It's those little things you don't remember that can make...
I don't remember what I predicted. I know I went way under on some things.
Well,
I think I went too high on that Elton John movie, and I think I went too low on Godzilla.
Interesting, because you could certainly make the case that Elton John is every bit the star that Queen is. For some reason, Elton John just didn't attract the same numbers that Bohemian Rhapsody did.
Unorthodox movie. It's
critically, it's liked a lot more than Bohemian Rhapsody. It got a better rating.
Interesting.
That way. The ratings up in the 80s. Bohemian Rhapsody is in the 60s.
Since I've let 3 days go by, I like it more now.
I know. Yeah. I saw it yesterday.
You did? Oh.
Yeah.
What's your take? How many stars on a 4-star?
I was not expecting it. Well, I had read his review. Well, his text that he sent me after it was over, which read like a review.
Yeah.
Not that long. And he said it was like a Broadway play, which is exactly... It is exactly how I would imagine Elton John would tell his life story. Flamboyant.
Mm-hmm.
And taking liberties.
Yeah.
And
you know, I've always had problems with musicals. Because when people just, a whole throng of people just start breaking out and start dancing and singing, it's just not natural.
Mm.
So, but then I thought, how else would you tell the Elton John story?
Yeah. I haven't seen Bohemian Rhapsody, so I have no idea how they told the Queen story. So
I'm going to be interested to know what both of you guys have to say when the DeFranco family movie comes out.
That's funny.
I guess
the movie is called Heartbeat, It's a Love Beat.
Ooh. Can't wait. Now, I liked Godzilla, especially in IMAX.
I thought Godzilla was... Gayton Rich knows how I feel on this.
It was dumb.
It was a dumb movie. Fight. But man, did I enjoy the destruction and the fighting and the monsters.
They reprised something that made the last one kind of eerie, which was they destroyed San Francisco. Of course, San Francisco's doing that now. so they don't need Godzilla to do it. But to go to Fenway freaking Park.
Yeah, spoiler alert, if you're a Red Sox fan, the news is not good about Fenway.
Yeah, the doubleheader's been canceled. But they should be able to get that field back into shape once they get all the monster bodies out of there and rebuild the grandstand and a few things. So it was kind of cool to see this iconic, and standing on the heap at the, you know. It's,
at 9:30 in the morning.
Did that, yeah. That's the best time to go.
On a Sunday? Yeah, totally. There was probably nobody else there.
No there competition
was
for.
A handful.
Yeah.
The concession stands were. You know, it was easy to do everything. I love that. That was great. And Show loved it, too. He had a good time. I still haven't seen Bohemian Rhapsody. And it's not because I have an attitude towards it. I just haven't. It hasn't been a big priority to me. So
I haven't. I just haven't watched it.
So you're saying that the reviews on Rocketman are good?
No, so critics really, really love the film. In fact, let me head over to Rotten Tomatoes, and I'll tell you how much critics love the film. It got a rating of
84. Did I see 84%?
It is 91%.
Wow.
Bohemian Rhapsody is in the 60s.
Wow.
Audience score on this is 88%. That trend's a little bit lower, but
still really good.
It's still good. Audiences okay. still like it. Godzilla, that's 39%.
I saw.
Neither one of the movies met box office expectations.
Yeah, probably not. I would agree there. I didn't look at the numbers yet. So
well, actually, no. I take that back. Rocket Man was expected to make 20, and it beat that by a little bit. I think.
Yeah, it got 25, and then Godzilla made 50, 49.
Yeah.
We could tell Emily that. It was a war movie between Rodan and Godzilla, so technically it was a war movie.
That was the cool part. They reprised the whole cast of Japanese rubber monsters for this thing, except they were all CGI. Mothra makes a guest appearance, and Rodan, and it was, again, though, as simple as it was, seeing Godzilla in a rubber suit in those old ones is comical. The CGI, sometimes, is it possible that they can get through 5 seconds of a movie without requiring a loud, crashing, deafening noise? Whether it's a punch or a building coming, it all sounds the same. Boom, boom. I mean, it's the trailer, same thing. It's boom, boom, boom. That's how they sell these movies. And every single trailer was for a movie that's a sequel. Men in Black, Rambo, Old Blood, whatever it is. There's, in fact, we got the poster for that movie up on my Facebook page.
Did you see the trailer I sent you up for yesterday?
Yes, I did. Now, that's
an interesting premise.
Very. Now, you talk about Hollywood wanting original ideas. There you go. That is a really, really...
I need to go back to our text and let you guys know when I sent you that trailer.
Well, I, and not that I don't read your texts, and not that I don't open them up.
No, I know. It's just that you
sometimes
don't remember it.
There's a busy moment, and I... don't open it till later or forget. Anyway, it's about a guy in a world where nobody knows about the Beatles.
Yeah.
Except him. And he's also a singer. And so people think that those are all his songs now because he's revealing all these Beatles songs.
I got the feeling so from the funny. Trailer that he felt a little guilty, though.
Yeah.
Because he knew it wasn't his, but... that's all I could reveal.
How about Hey Dude? Duty, duty, duty.
6:20, we got your local news, and then we're right back.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The state of Alabama has turned over more documents to the Department of Justice as it continues its investigation of the state's prison system. The Justice Department says these documents are related to allegations of excessive force and abuse by prison staff. A Prattville woman has pleaded guilty to aggravated child abuse after authorities say her son was naked and chained up. 32-year-old Danielle Martin pleaded guilty last week. An anonymous tip led investigators to the child abuse case last September. And a judge has denied bail for a man charged with killing two Dothan teens in 1999. Coley McCraney was arrested in March for the shooting deaths of J.B. Beasley and Tracy Hollett. Court records show the case will go to a grand jury this month. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Good morning.
Today is a very special day.
It's a very special day.
Why is today a special day?
Because today is
EGIM. That's right.
Today is.
Thank God it's Monday.
Thank God it's Monday.
Is that a real thing?
Is that a real thing?
Why, yes, it is.
Google it.
You can Google it. It's worth a Google.
I don't need to.
I believe you.
You know what else I just realized?
It's showtime. It's
electric. Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
At 622, one of the things that really bothers me...
Does it frost your pajamas?
It frosts my pajamas and other undergarments.
Oh.
Is plagiarism. More than his ideas or his goofy ways, that's why I don't like Joe Biden, because 30-some years ago, he was caught plagiarizing. To me, that's just no different than shoplifting or any kind of theft where you take somebody's intellectual property and claim it as your own. Which makes this story about a high school principal in West Virginia. Busted for plagiarizing the speech he gave at graduation. He took the speech from Ashton Kutcher.
What?
I believe that opportunity looks a lot like hard work. When I was a kid growing up...
When I was 13, I had my first job with my dad carrying shingles up to the roof.
Company carrying shingles up and down a ladder to a roof.
Was and I've never had a job in my life...
In my life.
...that I was better than.
That I was better than.
I was always lucky to have a job. And every job I had was a stepping stone to my next job.
And I never
until
quit
I had my,
job, my
next job.
Until I had my
and
next
so
job.
And so opportunities look a lot like work.
Opportunities, for me, look like hard work.
That's plagiarism, friends.
Is that Joe Biden?
No, wait a minute. No, it's not Joe Biden. It's the principal of the school.
I just mentioned Joe Biden because...
He doesn't like Joe Biden.
Well, he admitted to doing it, too.
Okay, gotcha. That's not even inspired by.
That's word for
not
word.
Not only is he a principal who's plagiarizing, he's plagiarizing Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah. Not Socrates or one of those great philosophers. You know, but a Hollywood actor. I just find that, and we got more. The weekend's always full of oddness, Murray, and we'll get to it in just a moment here. Lewis Lawn has expanded their showroom and space. They now carry the new tractor mowers. I got to get by there to see how all the progress is coming on their expansion. It's great to see a wonderful local business. The Lewises are two of my favorite people on the planet. And that's a great team over there. I think they've been with me for over 10 years. And I don't know, other than a counter person here and there, that the core of the Lewis Lawn staff has changed, which is great. That's stability. That means people like to work for them. And, of course, they're not only there for the professionals who want to buy equipment from people that can service it or repair it when they need it, if it breaks, but they're also there for you. You want to buy stuff, A, if you have any doubts about how to use something, let them demonstrate for you, because the number one cause of breakage in maintenance products is nobody read the manual. So they can do that for you. But for tune-ups, for regular maintenance, for blade sharpening, that's always recommended about midway through the summer, because your blade will dull. It's spinning at thousands of miles an hour, and yeah, it's grass, but it does dull. And if you start seeing brown spots in the lawn, that's a sure sign that you need. And it's very easy. Just detach it by the flywheel and take it in. It takes a few minutes to get it done. Lewis Lawn carries all the great brand names like Steel, Shindawa, Echo, Exmark, Toro, and more, with a great team of people to help navigate your purchase for you. You'll find them at 1135 Northeastern Bypass, right next to Walter Craig. Their number is 244-9191, and they're open in 34 shopping minutes from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday at 626 traffic. And then we're back with the timeline for the 3rd of June.
Montgomery Skywatch with a look at your Monday morning traffic, and we don't see any issues on the boulevard. We are starting to see a little bit of traffic build up, but we don't have any delays for you. If you're on the interstates, everything is rolling along just fine, and we don't see any issues on the 31s this morning. Watch out for the other traffic and be careful as you head into work. Fall semester classes at Trenum State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200 for more information. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dan. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dan. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dan. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 9224.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Have you ever considered real estate as a career? Have you wondered about being in business for yourself and buying homes as an investment? My new pre-licensed class will be starting in June. Now is the time to act. We cover property law, appraisal, management, sales contract, negotiation in detail using a format of recent examples of transactions and lively interaction. Financing is very important in transactions. FHA, VA, and conventional mortgage guidelines are discussed in detail with sample transactions to learn at your own pace. Real estate careers can be varied between residential sales, commercial property, land sales, property management, or new home sales. Online courses are also available. You want to know more about real estate or go into the real estate business, go to the source, Bo Goodson Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
It's allergy season, and you need something stronger than the over-the-counter meds. Well, now there's Sudactive Benazycan and Histazyrtec Cloriflone Dimetapaphene. Sudactive Benazycan and Histazyrtec Cloriflone Dimetapaphene helps you control all of your allergy symptoms. Sudactive Benazycan and Histazyrtec Cloriflone Dimetapaphene not only relieves your runny nose, sneezing, and itchy and watery eyes, it can also be used as an oven cleaner. Warning, taking Sudactive Benazycan and Histazyrtec Cloriflone Dimetapaphene may cause
drowsiness.
Ask for it by name.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
June means summer fun. But did you know June is also Gay and Lesbian Pride Month, National Safety Month, Effective Communications Month, Perennial Gardening Month, National Aphasia Awareness Month, Professional Wellness Month, Cancer from the Sun Month, Children's Awareness Month, Sports America Kids Month, International Children's Cancer Campaign Month, Rebuild Your Life Month, National Rose Month, National Candy Month, National Dairy Month, Vision Research Month, and National Rivers Month? So, during June, if you've got a rainbow sticker on your bumper, be safe, talk, plant a geranium, be aware of aphasia, whatever that is, be well, avoid the sun, be aware of children that play sports, tell them to be safe, get good grades, and avoid the cancer. Make something of yourself, smell the roses while eating M&Ms, drinking milk, and studying the effects of glaucoma. On a river. June, much more than the sixth month of the year in the Gregorian calendar. June means summer fun and a lot of other stupid too. June, brought to you by this station and the idiots that name every month for something hoping you'll care about it, but you don't, people.
Third of June. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. I was out chopping cotton while my brother was baling hay. It's the 154th day of the year. There are 211 days left.
I was doing Ode to Billy Joe.
Oh, okay.
That's the first one. Oh, I thought that was from To Kill a Mockingbird.
No, it's not.
Well, only missed by one.
It's not. It's Leave the Office Early Day. All right, hear that. It's National Thank God It's Monday Day. It's World Bicycle Day, Bailey. And it's National Egg Day. But thank you for the BLT. 219 years ago today, in 1800, President John Adams moves to Washington, D.C. Unfortunately, the White House wasn't finished yet, so he moved into a room above a tavern.
That's the way it worked in those days. Yeah. What, they have the AC wasn't in yet or what?
I don't know what it was. 1888, a poem called Casey at the Bat by Ernest Lawrence Thayer, first published in the San Francisco Daily Examiner. He earned $5. 82 years ago, 1937, the Duke of Windsor married Wallace Simpson. He was King Edward VIII of England, but he was forced to give up the throne in order to marry a commoner.
Scandal. Mm-hmm. Not even just a commoner. She was still married. Her divorce wasn't final when they were seeing each other.
But I needed to be with the woman I love.
Bah. Yeah, but bah. Boy... The rest of their story about the Nazis and all that.
Oh, man. Mm. Yeah, you know, that is
a gift from God that he didn't
A sordid chapter of the royal family.
Yes, it was. Good blessed. Thing that he abdicated. 73 years ago in 1946, Jacquin Haim, a French fashion designer, debuted a new bathing suit called a bikini. Named after the Bikini Atoll in the South Pacific where atomic bombing testing was going on. On this date in 1953, Elvis Presley graduates from high school in Memphis. This is the day in 55, the 7-year itch released in New York, starring Marilyn Monroe. That's where the subway scene where the vent and her dress blows up. And
that's part of the fun of walking around downtown New York.
1965 on this date, Major Edward White opens the hatch to the Gemini 4, steps out of the capsule, becomes the first American to walk in space. And now, our song of the day. The year is 1965. It's the Fab Four. The album is Rubber Soul. Paul wrote the song about his girlfriend at the time, Jane Asher. Love has a nasty habit of disappearing overnight. I'm looking through you. You're not the one. Beatles.
I'm looking through you. Where did you go?
To have a little Beatles on a Monday morning, huh? On the stage in 67, Aretha Franklin, number one on the U.S. singles charts with the Otis Redding song, Respect. 1967, same day, The Doors, Light My Fire release here in the U.S. This is the day 49 years ago in 1970 that Ray Davies of the Kinks flew to New York to London to change one word in recording Lola. He had to change Coca-Cola to Cherry Cola so that the BBC would play it because the BBC wouldn't allow any commercial references in a song. For instance, the BBC did not play Kodachrome.
Gee, could they squeeze their butt cheeks any tighter?
Hey!
I mean, really.
I watched BBC World earlier this morning as President's plane touchdown in the middle of the night. 1989, crackdown at Tiananmen Square begins. It was June 4th on their calendar, but June 3rd here. Chinese troops had forcibly cleared the square, killing hundreds, arresting thousands in suspected dissidents in that uprise.
Things haven't changed that much over there. Don't be fooled. Still an authoritarian state.
I still have that picture in my mind, that image of that the guy defying the tank.
One of the all-time most breathtaking photos ever snapped.
On the stage of 2009, 10 years ago, David Carradine found dead in his hotel room by hanging a rope in a closet. It wasn't suicide. No, it was autoerotic asphyxiation, I guess.
Auto what?
Gone wrong.
Yeah.
On the state in 2010, Jordan Vandersloot, a longtime suspect involved in the disappearance of Alabamian teen Natalie Holloway in Aruba, was arrested in Chile in connection with the slaying of someone else. Oh, yeah.
Real swell guy.
9 years ago, on the same day in 2010, Golden Girl star Rue McClanahan died at the age of 76. Can you imagine now? That's been almost 20 years, and Betty White remains standing. 3 years ago today, 2016, Muhammad Ali passed away, age of 74. Birthdays today, Anderson Cooper, 52. Susie Quattro is 69.
Oh, wow.
She was on Happy Days. She was also had a little hit song called Stumbling In, which was kind of like a mid-charter. Denise Williams is 69. Let's hear it for the boy. And not only is it Tecumseh's birthday, it's Jefferson Davis. It's his birthday, president of the Confederacy during U.S. Civil War. He died in 1889. We're 13 days till Father's Day, 31 days till the 4th of July, 88 days till SEC football. And Christmas Day is 205 days away. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
So.
At 6:37.
I want to win something, but I can't.
Yeah. So I was going to tell you guys about this after we had our television hit, but I'm too excited to hold it in. Because we, along with Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry, are giving away a 1-carat Forever Mark diamond. That's right. If you've got a name, you could win. It's appraised at $10,000. All you have to do is go to newstalk931.com, click on the banner, and register. And then anytime next week, if you hear your name called, you'll have an hour to call us back. And if you're calling in, then... Oh. I'm sorry. Jay's flailing his arms about us. I'm having a hard time focusing.
Turn that up.
So again, that's the 1-carat Forever Mark diamond giveaway from Blue Water Broadcasting and Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Check out newstalk931.com for more details.
10-4.
It
so
is.
Register this week, and then next week we start.
Yes, that's what I was saying, but Jay was literally the waving inflatable arm guy, and I could not focus.
I couldn't tell if I could get your attention or not, but I knew we would be able to hear him. I was just like, here you go, thumbs up, there you go.
Just to go through this one more time, just the high points. If you've got a name, you could win a 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 from News Talk and Marguerite's. This is the week that you go online, click on the banner, and register with your full name. We'll start calling out names next week. When you hear your name called, you have an hour to get in touch with us. So this is time to make sure your whole family knows that you've registered.
Gotcha.
So if they hear your name,
I see.
Then they can make sure that you get that call in. But, I mean, that's pretty spectacular. A 1-carat Forever Mark diamond from Marguerite's and
right.
News Talk.
What's up, Doc?
The weather. Rich Thomas weather. Brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Abundant sunshine, mid-90s today. Tonight's low 68. Tomorrow's high in the mid-90s. Quiet, dry again. Widely scattered storms Wednesday. A better chance of scattered storms Thursday. Then showers and thunderstorms become likely Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It will be wet at times with tropical downpours. So keep that in mind. Be flexible on your weekend plans. Highs will fall back to the 80s by the weekend. Right now this morning, 94% humidity, mostly clear skies. It's 67 at 6:39.
Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Right at 6:40, a new survey reminds us that while you can't choose your family, you can choose how nearby you live to them.
According to this survey, a little distance between family members goes a long way. 75% say there should be at least some driving distance between where their parents and or their in-laws live and where they live. 72% say 15 to 45 minutes is the ideal distance range. And 64% say that while they love their adult children, they don't want their children living with them.
Wow, I'm sure my mom and dad do not agree with that one.
The kids feel the same way.
I'm sure. All right, I want to bring in 3 Men and a Lady over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I've never had that issue where relatives are that close. Have you? Any of you had that issue, or were they?
Well,
you were afraid of popovers.
The first apartment I ever had, and I went looking all over the city of Chicago trying to find a place in my, you know, limited budget.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up finding one on top of a high rise that allowed me to look down on my mom and dad's house.
Oh.
So I didn't move away. I moved up.
I see.
I was like Greg Jefferson, you know.
You were moving on up. Yeah.
Before it's time. And
I was going to say it.
It was just close enough, though, where I could, you know, carry a laundry bag over and visit with Mom and play some Yahtzee. And thanks, Mom.
The key part of that is carry a laundry bag over and then visit with his mom.
Right.
So you'll be happy to know that I have learned to run a washing machine.
It's about time.
I love, though, that they say the optimum distance is 15 to 45 minutes. That gives you at least 15 minutes to...
What's so horrible about that? Look, my daughter is 666 satanic miles from this radio station. Now, that does keep me from just dropping by and annoying her out of the blue, but I wish it was closer.
It makes for a long trip, you know, when you do go.
Yes, I'll be leaving at the end of the month. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen her since Christmas. I miss her, and she needs me.
Yeah. How long are you staying?
4 minutes. That's the, no, I'll be down there for a few. When I come down there, you know, one thing as a parent, I try to remember, because my dad would visit me when I lived in Florida, mm-hmm. I'd always get really anxious, you know, about entertaining him and stuff like that. And he finally told me, he says, "What are you so worried about? I've got, you know, I got golf to play and stuff like that. Just relax."
Right.
So I try to think of him when I go to visit my daughter, to not make her feel like she's got to be available, she can have other plans and things like that. We just have dinner and buy things. I like to take her shopping.
Right.
Get things for her place.
So, yep.
Wow. Okay. You can take me shopping.
Exactly.
I love all of you very much, but I can only afford one at the moment. But, that you know... And I'm really not. It's tough to fly from Montgomery to South Florida too,
because you're getting tougher now that one of the airlines just pulled out.
Yeah. So, but I figured it out. This is true. If I drive it and I don't speed, if I drive it, when you consider you got to be at the airport an hour ahead of your flight and everything else and connections, it takes about 3 hours longer to drive it than it does to fly it. And I can sit in the smoking section and eat. I get good meals. That's how it works out.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. Back to you guys.
Back to you, Jay.
Yeah, back to me. No, people know better than to come over to my house.
I'm 14 years. I have no idea. Yeah. I know he's somewhere.
Family included. They know better than to come over to my house. Unannounced, at least.
Well, at least you have air conditioning now, though.
Exactly.
Congratulations on
if
that.
If they are announced, does that just give you a heads up to hide your car around back?
Well, no. If they are announced, that gives me a time to come up with a reason that I won't be there.
By the way,
house rules. Don't come inside my house.
Gotcha. House rules, no. Just
and thanks to apps, everybody's parents can keep an eye on them, right?
Right.
Or listen in. Right, Emily?
My parents watch this segment. Let's wrap this one up.
Okay.
All right, guys. All right. We will see you tomorrow morning. Have a good one.
All right, see you.
Bye.
And if you want to hear from 3 Minute and a Lady, be sure to tune into News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
They're not all a million-dollar hits.
Well, that wasn't bad.
It was okay.
You know, talking about music and movies again, a lot of the user reviews, or at least the forum topics for that Elton John movie, was that they never used "Someone Saved My Life Tonight" in the movie at all. When that had, like, apparently an oven incident. Did he try to kill himself in an oven?
Well,
Or with an oven?
You're not pulling a Woody on me, are you?
No, I'm not. I know.
Yeah. And
I would have made it way more obvious if that was the case.
But they did use "Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me," and they, but you're right. They couldn't do every song. And they used some songs that I didn't think they would use.
"Someone Saved My Life Tonight" came out before I got married the first time, and I was so conflicted over the whole thing, and that song, I had to avoid it because it just made me so sad.
Yeah.
I wasn't ready. You know,
There's a guy that is on News Talk in the afternoons on Sunday that does the movie review. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think I've heard him. Yeah,
it's it airs every Sunday, and I catch it from time to time, especially when we're traveling. And I listened to his review of Rocket Man yesterday. I really enjoy his breakdown of stuff. It's not.
Did he like it?
He liked it. He has a rocks kind of rocks, and I think sucks. rating thing, and he said it kind of rocks. He said that he wanted to caution everyone that it's not a sing-along. Don't.
No.
Right.
No, it was like I was sitting next to a lady, and she just, Tiny Dancer came on, and she,
Was Bohemian Rhapsody a musical?
No.
No.
Not in any way, shape, or form.
Because this is a full-on musical.
That's what he kind of described it as, is something that was maybe like an off-Broadway situation.
Can we come back to this? Because Jay's going to get our predictions for the weekend box office and compare them to what actually happened, because I don't remember what I said Friday.
I don't either.
Was I here? It's 6:46. If your car gets accordioned up in an accident, you know, the minute you hear the crunch, assuming you're okay and everybody with you is okay, you kind of exhale knowing that you've got a lot of red tape ahead of you. There is an insurance adjuster to call, and then somebody who has to view your vehicle, and possibly a police report, and on and on and on. It's the start of a long hassle. When it comes to choosing the place to put your car back together, we urge you to choose Montgomery Paint and Body. They are the gold standard in automobile body repair because Donnie Turner, it's a conscience thing with him. He just will not and never has, from day one, considered shortchanging a customer in the effort to repair a vehicle to pocket the money or participate in some of the shady things that went on 3 decades ago here in town. And now the major insurers have come to Montgomery Paint and Body to videotape and observe the way they do it because they set the example. That's what you want for your car, the best effort, the best outcome, almost jaw-dropping. So when you see your car for the first time since you dropped it off after the wreck,
wow!
That's the goal. 27-WRECK with a W is the number from Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. 6:47, cheap and trashy, next.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery Skywatch taking a look at your Monday morning traffic, and things still look great out on the roadways. It looks like we're going to have a pretty light traffic day. All the state employees are off today, so be careful where you're headed, though. If you are on the boulevard, it's starting to build up a little bit of traffic, but it's only stop and go with the traffic lights. So the interstates look great this morning, and we don't see any real problems on the 31s other than a little slowdown around Redland Road and once you reach the boulevard, so be careful there. 79 more vehicles just arrived at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and they are frantic to get these cars, trucks, SUVs, and sports cars gone. You will save some serious money at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Do you love the smell of outdoor cooking and the taste of great barbecue? Then head to the Pusa Q at Wind Creek Montgomery on Friday, June 14th, starting at 6 p.m. It's the best barbecue competition around. For $10, you can sample delicious ribeye steak prepared by competitors and then vote for your favorite. Then stick around for cooking demos and meet some of the most famous barbecue chefs in the country. Don't miss the Pusa Q on Friday, June 14th, only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
Stark Insurance Agency is celebrating 90 years of business. Since 1929, they've been helping give the people and businesses of the River Region confidence moving forward by insuring the very people and places that you love so much. Over 50% of their commercial business is locally owned. The Stark Agency, 90 years and going strong. Call them today at 334-263-5535 or online at starkagency.com. Spring is in full swing now, and Cat House Marine is ready to get you on the water. If you need service or a new Yamaha outboard powered pontoon or bass boat, Cat House Marine is the place to go. At Cat House Marine, they have Yamaha outboard certified technicians and offer complete service on most makes and models. They have a great selection of new and used boats. So come browse the lot and find the one that is right for you today. You'll find great sales and service at your local Yamaha outboard dealer, Cat House Marine. Visit them on the web at cathousemarine.com or call 517-6500. That's 517-6500. Cat House Marine, I-65, exit 179. Go east 1 mile. Call today and make an appointment for same-day basic service.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I know the world wanted to see my life. Another rock biopic. The story of my life is fantastic. From feather diapers in my childhood.
Everybody's in it.
And welcome to the Cheap and Trash Show. It's Talk 93.1 of MRNs. We just heard the story of Rocket Man by Rocket Man. Let's talk about our Friday predictions on the weekend box office. And with that inflammation is Jay Scott.
All right. Rocket Man scored $25 million over the weekend. And it was expected to do 20, so it outperformed there. However, here's our predictions. Greg predicted $42 million. That's,
sorry about that. Over. I was on drugs when I made that prediction.
I predicted $30
million. Yeah.
And it was over. Rich predicted $50
million. Whoa.
A little much there for you.
Yeah.
Emily, $12
million. Who won? I did.
Yeah.
Let's move on to Godzilla.
Go ahead.
The weekend gross for Godzilla was $49 million. They were expecting $55 million, so it underperformed. Greg's guessed $65 million on that. Over again.
Well, wait a minute. There's a reason. There's a reason why that happened.
I suck at this job. Okay.
Well, you can add me in there as well, because I predicted $58 million, and that was bad. Emily.
What about Rich?
Rich had $75 million.
Wow.
Million.
I'm just way over on it.
And Emily had $78 million.
No, I didn't say million. Whenever I give you a number, it's in just regular old dollars.
Oh, gotcha.
America bucks, like $12 and $78.
Then Emily had $78.
I won again! What do I get?
Nothing.
What do I get?
You get some stuff to work on later on.
Our dying respect.
And those were our predictions. That was kind of fun to do.
Those
I don't
were
know
your random predictions.
I don't know what's coming out this weekend. Oh, I do know. Secret Life of Pets sequel is this weekend.
Is that the one with the cat?
I don't know.
Speaking of that, whoever's doing the voice, I think it's Patton Oswalt, is filling in for CK.
Yes.
And he's not comfortable about taking Louis's place. Well, too bad. So sad. Louis CK...
comfortable with that paycheck they gave you, huh?
Wrote his own ticket out of that film. And that's just the way the world is right now.
Yeah, that was an icky situation.
Aladdin did $42 million.
Yeah, that was number two.
Kristen says that was a very good film.
Rocket Man was three, and Ma, whatever the hell that was four.
That's... Yeah, I've heard some, I actually heard some good reviews of some.
Ma was had a budget of $5 million and it made $18 million this weekend.
Yeah,
I think that'll be fine.
Cheer for movies that have that
right.
Yeah, you know, they got to do it in a low budget, and then they I think the all time record is that one with the idiots in the video
Blair Witch Project.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those idiots right. in the woods.
I don't think it's actually that one. Actually, I think it was for a while, but I believe Paranormal Activity beat it.
Mm.
As far as how much it was made for and how much it grossed.
What else is in this? Let's see. Oh, boy. Jeopardy hotshot James Holzhauer donated $10,000 to a charity that helps students stay in school. Nice gesture, but 10 grand.
How much has he won?
Well over a million.
Oh, has he?
Yeah.
Has he gotten it all yet, though? Don't you have to pay taxes on it and stuff like that?
When do you... I'm curious.
I'm going to turn your chair over there into a back seat, because you're like the kid that always has those questions you don't want to have to answer.
Well, I mean,
because we don't know the answer.
Right, I don't know, but no, she's right. They may not have given him a dime yet, for all we know.
Right, exactly. When do you get paid on those?
They take 20%. However, the show is produced in California, which means they're going to take a lot more than 20%, and they're going to make him pay state and local taxes. So if he's lucky, he'll get 47% of whatever the gross is.
God, wow. Almost half.
But still, though, what a nice gesture, and we shouldn't make him...
I don't have 10 grand to give to a charity.
I will accept 10 grand. I am the charity of Emily.
You spell your last name Cash, C-A-S-H?
Yep.
She is a charity case.
Anybody want to buy Tony Soprano's house? It's for sale. Bob Ross is getting his work in a real museum.
What?
Yes.
Ooh. Where? When? How do I get there? How much?
Oh! It's going to be in the DePaul Art Museum in Chicago. Not the art museum on Michigan Avenue with the lions out in front. The DePaul Art Museum in Chicago.
Oh, my...
The exhibit is called New Age, New Age, Strategies for Survival, and you'll need one when you go to Chicago. So.
When is it?
Totally missed my line. Thank you.
No, I didn't miss your line because you need the strategies to stay safe.
The Golden State Warriors are 1-1 now with the Raptors in their NBA final. Uh-huh. Apple might be killing iTunes.
I've heard that. I've heard a rumor about that. That they're looking to possibly get rid of iTunes.
And if you'd be so kind, would you find that song, if that song is in our programming somewhere,
so
I'd like to have that for this afternoon show.
If you would be so kind as to tell me when the Bob Ross thing is, instead of just glazing over it because you got mad that I got excited.
But iTunes...
That
is used for a lot of different things, including syncing.
It doesn't say when it starts.
Oh.
Just Google it.
Well, I'm texting husband right now to let him know we're going to Chicago.
I'll donate some bullets to you guys.
We don't have this song, but I can get it off the internet, I'm sure.
What song is it? Show it to me.
Okay.
Let me help.
You can't help. We don't have it.
It's a country guy, John Rich, from Big and Rich, who wrote a song called Shut Up About Politics for his compadres in the music business. And
yeah, it's totally an afternoon thing.
Montgomery Eye Physicians would love to have the chance for you to experience vision correction through LASIK. The miracle of opening your eyes and having everything come into crystal clear focus. And the first move you have to make, if you're interested, and knowing too that they have been able to bring the cost of this procedure down while enhancing the quality when it comes to experience, Dr. Swan and Shin are two of the best on a national level and certainly the best locally. And do away with glasses and contacts. Now, there's one step you have to take at the